Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Cheddar, Desmond Creighton, and Ken Freund. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, trainer, and writer for the automotive industry. He's owned a chain of award-winning transmission shops and is the recipient of the industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years as a master technician, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. Ken's career spans four decades as a vehicle tester, master technician, technical writer, and more. So, sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. I'm Tom Cheddar, and I'm joined today and every week by three automotive experts. First of all, I have Desmond Creighton, the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions. Des, how are you today?
Doing good. Doing well.
You're looking a lot better than last week, I have to tell you.
I feel way better.
Good for you. And Ken Freund, our resident car show guru, master mechanic, master anything automotive, actually, Ken. We're happy to see you here again. I know you had a three-week trip, but you were back last time, and then we had the gap in there with the gal show.
Yeah, it was an amazing trip, Tom.
Great, and we're happy to have you back, and you're doing well. You got your feet back under you?
Yeah, I think so. I had car lag, not jet lag.
Yeah, you drove all the way to Maine, right?
All the way to New York.
New York, okay. Wow. And our special guest host this week is John Lonas, who owns Auto Works Service and Repair in Prescott Valley. And you've got a slogan, you won't find jerks at Auto Works.
I hope not.
So anyhow, John, welcome, and we're happy you're here today. And we're going to talk about your slogan a little later, actually, too.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So I also have a treat in store for y'all today, and I'm going to leave you hanging on that. It's something we've never done before. But first, you know what? I want to talk about the ladies' show. You know, we had them back again, and they hijacked it, as they say, to give you all a woman's perspective of the automotive world. And Marilyn Mott, the director of the Community of Community Outreach for the BBB, hosted the show, along with Desmond's wife, Shannon. She's becoming a pro, Des.
I'm telling you, she hated it at first. She complained, and now it's like she's an old hand, and she's ready to go.
Right. That's good. She got her out of her shell.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. And then Angela Smith was back from Comparian Insurance. That's a Liberty Mutual company that it's an extension of their company. So it isn't just the Limu Emu Liberty Mutual company. They actually shop companies for you. She's in the process of doing that for me right now, as a matter of fact. And guys, what do you think? How are these gals at putting on a show?
I'm liking it.
Yeah, I think they're killing it. They're doing great. And last Sunday, I was catching the show on Sunday on KQ&A, the drive time at 10 o'clock. But I was out operating my chainsaw, cutting firewood, so I missed part of it, but went right to the website. I could replay it. I could pause it. I could do my potty breaks, come right back to it. So
your what breaks?
Yeah. It's the radio trying to be polite.
Can we say potty on the air?
Beep, beep. Yeah. But no, it's great going, being able to go and replay the podcast. And then I skipped back a couple of weeks and caught the original one that they did, too. So they're awesome. They're doing really, really good.
They are.
Yep. Yep. We might end up losing this show. I'm telling you.
Girls are going to take over.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll be their special guest once a month eventually.
There we go.
We could go to the casino.
Okay. And out burger across the street.
Yeah.
Ken, you're not chiming in here. What do you think of the ladies' show?
I think it's a good kind of counterpoint, and it's a little different views. They have a different way of looking at some of the things in the automotive industry than we do, so I think that's good.
Hey, I'm thinking we might take our first commercial break right here, and then we come back for our special surprise. You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is? Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem, And when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later. But here I am, and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right. All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website. Now for our surprise, we've got our roving reporter this week. It's Louis Gomez of Prescott Tire Pros, and he's at the Apex SEMA shows in Las Vegas. Actually, Louis, it's the SEMA Apex show, right?
Yeah, we're at the SEMA show. The Apex is a different place. SEMA is not that big this year. It's only 5 million square feet.
5 million square feet. Oh, my goodness.
5 million square feet. We spent all day here yesterday, and we only walked about just over a quarter of it.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
So, Louis, we've got some questions that we want to ask, kind of a housekeeping type questions.
Sure.
Just to bring our listeners up to date on what the heck SEMA is. So, first of all, where are you calling in from besides SEMA? Tell us where it is.
So, Las Vegas, Nevada, at the convention center.
The big convention center used to be called the Hilton International or something like that?
Yeah, and they've added another 2 million square feet in the last 2 years to it.
Wow. And they needed it, I bet.
Oh, they needed it big time, you know. And it's so much spread out now. There's a lot more places to eat, a lot more places to sit down and relax because you couldn't do it before.
You wouldn't go if there wasn't food.
Well, I did a lot of years because of there wasn't any food, but we were dying for it, you know. But there's over 3,000 booths here.
Nice.
Wow. What are the letters?
Yes.
What do the letters SEMA stand for?
Specialty Aftermarket. What is it, Gary? SEMA? Specialty Equipment Aftermarket.
Manufacturer, right?
Yes, yeah. Manufacturer and aftermarket. Anyway, for the average booth, we've had booths here for like probably 12 years. This is the last 2 years we haven't because of COVID. So each square foot is $1,000 a square foot per booth.
Wow. Awesome. Hey, what type of exhibitors are there?
Everything. So right now we're in the tuner area. So tune 14 I'm looking at right now, Universal Air Suspension. Mindell Diesel, MD Mustang, Holley's in here, Lexus, Toyota, Chevrolet, Ford, all the big manufacturers. Even your little off-road cars by Traxxas, they have a huge booth here. I'm getting ready to pull the trigger on a new 3D printer.
What kind of printer?
A 3D.
A 3D printer. So
I've heard you can even make parts on those, is that right?
Well, we have that kind of 3D printer already. We already have that. We can make parts. We make it on plastic, and we sit on it and haven't done aluminum. So this is actually ink print. So we're kind of looking at it, waiting for the guy to send me some more information on it. While I'm here, I'm probably going to buy another alignment machine. And, hey, Gary, what's that alignment, the other alignment machine for? What's it called for the new cars? So so all the calibration on these new cars, when you do any type of glass work, front-end work, you have to recalibrate the braking system. You know how when you're coming to a stop and the car stops for you and it beeps at you? Well, the problem is a lot of people are doing work to these cars, and that doesn't work anymore. So you have to have that all calibrated. So I think I'm going to pull a trigger on one of those, too, because nobody up in Prescott has one that's not a dealership.
Speaking of Prescott, I was wondering, are there any exhibitors there from Prescott?
No. I haven't seen any yet. There's some car builds here from Prescott, you know, but no exhibitors.
So is it just auto shops and dealers, or what else is it?
Yes, 100%. Anything automotive related. Nice. So it's aftermarket parts. So with General Motors would give us a car, you take the car, and you get all kinds of sponsors to make it tricked out. You know, whether it be lifting it, lowering it, wheels, tires, suspension, airbags, wide body kits, tinted windows, wraps, anything that can go into a car. And that everything there is what's selling here.
But you don't need to be a dealer or an auto repair shop to go to it, do you?
Yes, you do. It's very strict to get in.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Even as many years as I've been coming here to bring my wife, I have to show a copy of our marriage certificate.
Sorry, honey, I lost that.
and we're SEMA members, so I pay an extra $500 a year to be a member of SEMA.
Holy cow.
You can also get in as a member of the press.
You can as a member of the press. So last week, if you see my social media posts, I brought in about 40 sets of new wheels that are not available till today at SEMA this week. So my buddy owns a company, so we stocked my whole shop with wheels you cannot get anywhere until after SEMA. So
you have them here in Prescott now already for sale.
In Prescott, in stock, in my showroom, every wheel that we have in stock.
And is there like a website they can go and look at and see the wheels?
You can go to, so on mine it's going to be, you can go to Prescott Tire Pros. I don't have any of the new wheels. You can come right to the shop and see them, you know.
Well, that sounds like a good advertisement, Louie.
Yep. You can go to ATD Wheels and see them all right there. TIS is who sponsored all my wheels on my truck. So we have all TIS and gear alloy in the shop right now. I just brought in about $60,000 of the wheels.
Wow.
Yep. So I'm selling those wheels cheaper than Discount Tire buys them for.
No kidding. Wow.
Yep, my buddy owns a company, and we have them that nobody has them yet.
You're,
so that's what's really
you're
cool.
Retailing them for less than anyone can buy them at wholesale.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep, because I bought a truckload.
Louis, you said it's 5 million square feet and kind of small this year. How big is the Apex show?
The Apex show is very small. So if you take one of the convention centers in Vegas, you can walk that in about, 2 hours, Gary? Apex, yeah. And here at SEMA, if you're to walk every booth and go by every booth, years ago it was 23 miles. I bet it's like 33, 34 miles.
Wow.
I know they have shuttles running between the two trade shows. So you can go to Apex and then go over to SEMA and vice versa. And what's the difference between Apex? Does anyone know what Apex stands for?
Yeah, I have. I couldn't tell you. I didn't bring any notes with me. But Apex is kind of the same thing, but it's more computer-controlled stuff like softwares. Social media platforms, more business, more geared towards businesses that are looking for that type of thing.
Yeah,
I think,
actually, I think it's the Auto Parts Expo is what it stands for. It's mainly parts and accessory companies, but not the accessories like you see at SEMA. What would you call those kind of accessories, Ken?
Farkles?
Yeah, sparkles. I could say sparkles, too. Everything. I'm going to stand in front of a guy right now that just came out with some new type of struts. Brake pads, brake rotors, calipers.
Do you want to interview them real quick?
There is everything.
Louis, you want to interview somebody real quick?
Let me see if I can get you.
Be a real roving reporter for us.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see if we have something crazy here.
Can you hear me right now, okay?
Oh, I can hear you. They have great service here. It's a hotel that sucks really bad.
Oh, well, that's true.
There's crowds everywhere.
So what have you seen that you're really excited about so far? What's your favorite thing?
My big is all the new products. The new products that are coming out.
No. No, Louis, don't broad brush it. He's asking a specific question. Specifically, what really made your nostrils flare?
All the girls.
Hey, Angel must not be with you.
Everywhere.
Is Angel there with you?
In the shop. No, she's running the shop.
Oh. She's going to hear this broadcast, you know.
Yep. 100%. Hey, guys, we're turn 14. I'm live on a talk radio show. So anyway, turn 14, tell them who you are. This is live. Okay, what's turn 14, guys? Tell me what turn 14 is.
Turn 14 is a business wholesaler, aftermarket performance car parts all over the world, all over the country, thousands of customers. Hundreds of brands.
So your booth here is huge. Your booth here is kind of 50 feet long by 20 feet wide. You know what, $1,000 a foot plus everything they put in here, they got $1 million in this booth alone.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Wow. And what is it? What would you say their primary product is?
What's your primary product?
Yeah, part of hard to pin down, man. Anything aftermarket performance related.
So anything aftermarket performance related they sell. But their booth is so huge, I wanted to come over here and talk to them a little bit.
Are they American, or Asian, European?
European, where are you guys from?
We're right outside of Philadelphia. So they're American, so they're really weird.
Do they sell performance parts for American cars, Asian cars, European?
Parts for what kind of vehicles? Oh, everything, brother. American, European, trucking off-road. Everything.
Hey, Louie, he's from Philadelphia. Apologize to him for what the Diamondbacks did to the Phillies.
Not really.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for your time.
Like you're having a good time out there.
We are. You know, we've just been running amok, you know. But anything you guys can think of that's for sale.
And is it like a week-long event?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Okay, you guys know how the new Camaro came out, right?
Yes.
Okay, when that new Camaro came out, what year, Gary? 2010. So now they have the new Chevelle. I'm walking by it right now. The new SS Chevelle 427. It's going to be done aftermarket. It will not be for sale at the stores, at your GM dealership. The only thing I do is basically, let me do this. I'm shooting a couple pictures. I'm going to send this over to your phone real quick.
All right, we'll show it to the microphone, yeah. Louis. You forgot we're a radio show, I think.
I thought maybe you were going to start it up and rev it a few times.
Yeah. No, I could.
Do that. Let's get a new burnout for the radio intro.
Yeah. Hey, Louis, I do have a question while you're doing that. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So the question I had is, you said it runs through Friday, and of course, as you know, we pre-record these shows, so it'll be over by the time this show airs this Saturday, right?
Yes, it will be.
So folks, don't head up there. Don't head up there. The show's over.
The show's over. And when you want to get set up, you got to have, you know, I got a lot of credentials to get in here. You know what I mean? At least be in the field, and you can set up for it next year. It is the largest trade show that Vegas has.
Hey, have you noticed any evidence of them getting ready for that Formula One race?
Yes. If you go downtown, you're insane because everything is blocked off.
No kidding.
Yeah.
There's fences up everywhere, gates. There's bleachers up everywhere.
So it must be soon.
It's in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And they're already blocking streets.
Yep.
Wow.
They're kind of crazy with it.
Are there any, what I want to call, dragsters or hot rods, not hot rods, but NASCAR cars there at SEMA?
Yep, NASCAR's here. John Force is here with all of his crew. With John Force Racing, they have all the dragsters here. NASCAR's got a booth here. Performance Plus, we're walking by BKT Monster Trucks are here. EZF Shelters are here. BASF Chip Boost. All the radio shows are all here, and they're doing live shows right now.
Louis, this is Ken. I went to SEMA about 30 years in a row, but I missed it this year. Any celebrity sightings, and what about, what would you say were the coolest, absolutely coolest cars you saw?
You know, the coolest car, over there in Dave Kindig's booth, the cars he built, I get my life. I've seen some Rolls Royces that aren't in Rolls Royces anymore. But it's just the time and money, the people and the passion they put in these cars is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love
it. The last time I went, they had taken a new Charger, a brand new Charger, and then they had put a classic fiberglass Charger body on it, but the interior, the drivetrain, everything was a new Charger with an old Charger body style. It looked amazing. You couldn't tell that it was a retro.
Hey, Lou.
You know what the big thing this year they're doing right now is they're taking those regular cars and they're doing them all in carbon fiber.
Yes.
And you can't tell the difference.
Huh.
Wow.
Is there a lot of electric manufacturers out there, electric motors, electric conversions?
Nope, not at all.
Wow.
And that's what surprised me.
That's a surprise. It is.
That is a huge surprise.
I figured
they'd
have a whole section of the show devoted to electric.
There's a lot of cars you would think were regular, but they are electric. You wouldn't know it. Okay, if you've been here before, you know how big Ford and Chevrolet's booths are, right?
Yep.
Okay, Chevrolet's booth is about a 20 by 20.
Wow.
Hey, Louis, we're coming up on a hard break here real quick, but we won't be long. Can you give us a couple minutes here?
Yeah, no problem at all, buddy.
Thanks. I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars. As the guy in the insurance ad says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And I know this about 5-Star Cars. They're truly a premier used car dealership. Before I asked them to be one of our sponsors, I visited the dealership to see how they treated people. I was favorably impressed. The owner, Bruce Wallace, says they're a stress-free dealership, and he means it. 5-Star Cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles, constantly adding new inventory. But they won't just put any car on the lot. Every vehicle they sell goes through a comprehensive inspection process to make sure the vehicle meets their strict standards. Then they service, repair, test drive, and detail each vehicle, and they add a 30-day, 1,000-mile warranty just to prove they're providing the best pre-owned vehicles available. Plus, they won't sell a car unless they can confirm its history. In fact, they post the Carfax report on the window of every car on the lot. Trade-ins are always welcome. They'll also buy your used vehicle for cash. Let me tell you, selling your car to them makes it a lot easier than taking the risk of trying to do it yourself with all those weirdos out there trying to scam private party sellers. Five-star cars owner Bruce Wallace says, "I've been around this town a long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. I can't recall ever seeing a used car dealership with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau rating. And the customer reviews on their website validate that the BBB A-plus rating is deserved. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure you give Five Star Cars a call or do what I did. Drop by for a visit. Five Star Cars is in Prescott Valley at 8057 East Yavapai Road. Contact Five Star Cars by going to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com. Click on the Five Star Cars logo. It'll take you straight to their website. Tell them Drive Time sent you.
So, Louis, thanks for bearing with us through that break, Louis. So speaking of pictures, would I be out of line to suggest that any listeners that would like to see some pictures could reach out to you and you'd send them or could come by shop? You'd rather they came by the shop probably, right?
They can reach out to me or they can friend me on Facebook at Louis Gomez.
Okay. You, go ahead. Give us your Facebook handle.
So it's Louis Gomez, and you'll see my picture on there. You can't really miss it. My beautiful bride on there. So it's just Louis Gomez on Facebook. You can go to Prescott Tire Pros, too, because we're going to post some on there.
Okay.
And Tom, if you your phone, I sent you some pictures. You can kind of, I was shooting about that Chevelle they're making. It's pretty insane.
Definitely a happening. But you know what? I learned something today I didn't know, and I've even been there, and that is that it's you have to be a shop or a dealer to go.
Yep,
I didn't know
you
that.
Have. And you can probably get on with the radio station, or I can get you in here, too, buddy.
Well, you know, but of course, every time I went in the past, I owned shops at the time. Now yeah. I have to go, now I'd have to go under the press or under our friend of Louis.
Exactly.
I don't have Louis. I'm not going to marry you though, so I can go.
Isn't that crazy? I have marriage. And the guy with FEMA, so I said, "This is getting ridiculous, guys."
Yeah, on Friday night they have the guys going crazy with the drift cars and everything. It's a big car show out there in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It really is pretty cool.
Nice.
So if you haven't been, you want to come, you know?
Well, Louis, we're really happy that you took a few minutes out of your exciting day there. It's terrific that you could call in. It's a shame we aren't a television show, so you could add a camera crew with you and showing us pictures of all that stuff. But it's great also that you've provided a way for folks to get to see those pictures. You want to give us one more time those links that they go to?
Yeah, they can go to Prescott Tire Pros on Facebook, or they can go to Louis Gomez, and you'll see my ugly mug up there, and just click on that, and I'll friend you. And we're going to put a bunch of pictures on there and on social media. I've probably posted about 50 or 60 pictures already on there.
All right.
Different.
Anyone else, any of you other guys have any more questions for Louis?
Man, just have a good time, buddy. Be safe out there and enjoy.
I'm jealous.
All right.
Yeah. We're all jealous.
All right. Guys, have fun. We got to make a trip out here together and go live out here one time.
Boy,
it'd be fun.
I'll tell you what, Vegas would never be the same.
It wouldn't be the same.
Thank you, Louis. Thanks for calling.
We'll talk to you guys later. All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, because Drive Time is pre-recorded, we don't take live calls during the show, but you can ask your questions, make comments on our website, drivetimeaz.com. That's drivetimeaz.com. You can also call Tom during the week between 2 in the morning and 7 and 7 in the morning and 7 at night at 480-773-3131. We answer all your messages via email, but if yours is picked as question of or comment of the week, we'll discuss it on the air, and you'll win a prize package valued at
$325. $325. Guys, how big is that prize package going to get? By the way, you can also win a $325 prize package by sending us your favorite car or motorcycle song. Born to Be Wild. I think that was last week's. That was awesome. That was something that I remembered.
So, that's good.
Be sure to include any funny or sentimental reason why it's your favorite, and we'll get that one on the plate.
Folks, we can't make it any easier for you to send in your questions, comments, or favorite song. Just go to drivetimeaz.com, fill out that form. There's even little tick marks you can make. You don't even have to write much. And let's talk about some of those great prizes. Ken, what do you think? We have a great sponsorship team. We've got companies that we can endorse, not just promote. And that's nice. The guys sitting around the table right now are all guys that you would send your mom to. So, except John.
That's right. Yep.
So, let's look at some of those great companies, John.
Louis Gomez, the guy we were just talking to on the phone that's up in SEMA, Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive. Your hometown favorite for tires and auto care. Louis and Angel are given a $50 gift certificate, and that's enough for a nitro air exchange in all four tires. Well, actually, all five tires he does. So,
Yeah, if you got five.
Yep. Yeah, and Five Star Cars is offering friendly, small-town service with a stress-free, no-pressure buying experience, a $50 gift card to somewhere special. One winner said she got a $50 Red Lobster gift card and had a great meal with wine and all the trimmings.
Yeah, she had a great time.
Yep.
And, of course, John can't say this, I can. It'd be self-promoting if you said this. Yeah. Auto Work Service and Repair, where they promise you won't find jerks at Auto Works. So we have John and Brianna over there are giving a $50 Visa gift card. This is very generous, John, by the way, because it's a true Visa gift card you can use anywhere.
Yep, they can use it anywhere for whatever they want.
That's
really cool. But you can give it back to us or spend it with us. That's cool, too.
And let's talk about Southwest Truck and RV in Prescott Valley. They say gas or diesel, Kias to Kenworth, they keep you rolling with the right job done right at the right price. They're given a $50 gift certificate toward any service or repair.
And I always like to say you get juiced up over there at Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Prescott Valley. They're in front of the hospital. They're given a $25 gift certificate. Wendy and Chad are great folks. You'll be happy to meet them, but that goes a long way to filling your belly with smoothies and sandwiches. $25 goes a long way. I like any of their berry-flavored smoothies are great. I used to like the chocolate and peanut butter, but you know what? I'm hooked on this peanut butter, banana, granola, crunch, flatbread sandwich. They put it all in there together, wrap it up in a flatbread, and heat it up on a grill. Man, is that yummy.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, none of this would be possible without Desmond and Prescott Valley Transmissions, your hassle-free zone for car repairs. Desmond and Shannon are kicking all of our butts, and they're giving a $100 gift card for any service or repair. So stop by and see these guys. They're awesome.
Thank you.
Terrific. And, by the way, none of these gifts have expiration dates. So even if you're a warmer climate seeker who leaves for the winter, you can use it when you get back or even use them to get your car ready for the winter. So you can contact any of our sponsors by going to drivetimeaz.com and click on their logo, and you'll be instantly taken to their website. I know it's an extra step, but it's a lot better than us giving out all these different email addresses and websites. You just have one to remember, drivetimeaz.com.
And you'll also find links to podcasts of our previous shows, so you and your friends never need to miss an episode. Like I did last week, I can replay it. You can pause it, listen to it when you want.
Yeah.
That's drivetimeaz.com. And while you're on the website, look under Ken's picture for links to Arizona cars, shows, and motorcycle rides and events. He was even updating that while he was out there on his vacation driving across the country. So he's dedicated.
He is dedicated. Yeah. And speaking of Kent, our motorcycle guy and anything mechanical guru, he recently made a big announcement. I mentioned it the week he got back, in fact. Ken, what are you up to?
Well, I'll be running for the Prescott Valley Town Council.
That's great. And you know what, Ken? I don't even need to know the answer to these next two questions because I know you, and you'd have my vote if I lived in Prescott Valley. You're committed to anything you do, and you're honest. That's very important. But what drove you to decide, or what drove you to decide to run for town council?
Well, Tom, basically at this point in my life, I have time to give back to the community, and I want to help make a difference. I don't want my grandkids to inherit a screwed up world. And that seems like the professional politicians are up to.
Yeah, yeah. They sure don't like to make the kind of progress most of us think about, right? So do you have a slogan yet, Ken?
I do. Don't Phoenix my Prescott Valley.
You know what? I think that's probably all you need to say. We all get that, right?
We all understand
that. So, Ken, we wish you the best in your pursuit of the seat on the Prescott Valley Town Council. So I think we have time for this next thing before we go to the break. John, I know political campaigns, I know you know this, political campaigns are really advertising campaigns, advertising for candidates, but we're in business and we do advertising campaigns for another reason. And I know your slogan. You won't find jerks at AutoWorks. But if we were to call your platform a platform, let's break it down. What are the benefits customers get when they go to AutoWorks?
Well, the difference is me, my business, my employees, we're truthful and honest. So I guess that's my biggest thing when it comes to the difference of advertising and stuff is
What you say in your commercials is true as opposed to politicians, but they say in their
politicians know how to stretch things.
You know? Get creative.
Yep. And yeah, we don't like to stretch things. We just like to put it out there. We didn't design it, build it. We didn't break it. We didn't buy the vehicle. But we're here to try to take your pain away and fix that problem. So nothing is ever planned or scheduled, and we sell what people don't want to buy is car repairs. I just put it out there nice and honest, and that's where my platform is we just try to do the best and no jerks at AutoWorks. So,
great, absolutely. John. I think we're going to pick up with that conversation in a minute. We're going to a commercial break, and when we get back, we've got another surprise in store.
Ooh, trick or treat.
What's something you don't want, even if you need it? Give up? Nobody wants car repairs, even if you need them. They're expensive, they take too long, they're confusing, and who do you trust? Car repairs are a hassle.
Hi, I'm Desmond. My wife Shannon and I have made Prescott Valley Transmissions a hassle-free zone by eliminating car repair hassles. For example, you'll get hassle-free service with same-day appointments, free loaner cars, free test drives, and our clean, good-smelling waiting room. Did you know that over half the vehicles that come to Prescott Valley Transmissions don't need major repairs? Simple things like air, fuel filters, electrical sensors, and even a bad batch of gas can cause symptoms that feel catastrophic. So if your check engine light is on or something's feeling a little wonky, don't wait. Catch problems early and save money. Don't drive a small problem into a big one. Stop by our shop and see for yourself or read about our hassle-free pledge on PrescottValleyTransmissions.com. Prescott Valley Transmissions, we're your hassle-free zone for car repairs.
Welcome back to the Quad Cities Only Automotive Talk Show. And when I say we have a surprise, the surprise is we're going to give away $325 for our question of the week. I think this one's going to be a little bit difficult, but I will say right up front, I've had a conversation with the questioner, and I think I'll be able to shed some light on it to make it a little easier to deal with. But anyone can win this thing. It's so easy. You just go to drivetimeaz.com. And submit your question on the form. It could be a concern or just a comment as well. You've still got a chance to get on the air. And that's what happens. We play it on the air. By the way, you can call me at 480-773-3131 if you're more comfortable just talking on the phone. So that's 480-773-3131. This week's winner is Christine from Prescott. And Christine, thank you for your question. Christine wants to know this. I have a 2013 Lexus 450H. When I start it, the driver's side mirror rotates out beyond the point where it's supposed to go and snap into place. It doesn't make any difference if it's on auto or off, and I have to manually put it back into place. I got an estimate of $1,200 to fix it. That's, by the way, in speaking with her, that's the lowest estimate. She also received one from the dealer for $2,500 to fix it. I think we might have a less expensive option maybe between us. But congratulations, Christine. Your prize package is on its way. We're going to talk about this question. And first, guys, would you rather I told you a little bit about the additional stuff I found out?
Sure.
Okay. Anyone have a speculation yet?
I'm just thinking that somebody might have backed out of their garage and the mirror caught the edge of the garage door area.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Or somebody walked into it.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the problem is not in the door switches or the module, the control module, but actually the physically in the mirror
in
unit.
The mirror assembly.
And I looked it up real quick and on eBay, and they're under $200. For the whole mirror assembly, brand new.
But so, you have to take the inside panel off of the door and everything.
Right? It's probably, you're probably looking at an hour's labor or less.
So it should be probably a $500 or less job, you think, guys? Or hard to say. Let me fill you in on what my conversation with Christine revealed. First of all, nobody bumped into it. That's what I suspected too. She said she just got in it one day and turned it on, and the passenger side mirror went to its normal position, and her side, driver's side mirror, went too far. So she reached out and pulled it back, and she said it came back, and it's the whole housing, not just the mirror inside the housing. And she pulled it back, but I had a Lexus too, and it used to click like there were keyways that it would click into. She said it just moved with resistance, and it would stay where she left it, but it wasn't secure enough that if she got out on freeway speeds and the wind would actually move the mirror. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of got some friction to it, but not a locked-in sort of feeling for her. There's no clicking. It makes noise, the noise of normal operation, that little humming noise, and it does it all the time. And what she's done is she uses tape to keep the wind from blowing. She's used a little tape on the mirror. And that's pretty much the story. I mean, it isn't what I expected. I thought it was just breaking away, like they have that thing so you don't break the mirror off.
Yeah.
The little safety catch or something.
Mm-hmm. So I would have to say that there's probably, stripped out gear, position mm-hmm. sensor failure. If they automatically fold in and out, my first thought, I'm thinking a gear failure, position switch.
By the way, when it goes to the extreme, that's another question I asked her. It does lock in place, but it's just so far out she can't even adjust.
Yeah.
The inner part of it to be able to see what she wants to see. It's the whole housing.
Yeah.
That's going on.
I would say it's a broken plastic part inside the mirror, something that was, and I still think it was probably forced when you're in a parking lot and the cars are close together. Somebody might have bumped into it with their elbow or their body and snapped it and didn't leave a note on her car.
Yeah, if it happened to be in an open position and someone mm-hmm. walked by it
yeah.
and hit it, it would shove yeah. it into a closed position, but it might have broken the plastic gear, as you say,
yeah, or
when they did that.
Or a little stop, a mechanical stop or something inside the mirror. It's almost definitely inside the mirror head is a problem.
Yep. Quality plastic parts, most likely.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Well.
So anyone want to step up and say, Christine, come on and see me? Is that something you would tackle at your shop, John?
Sure. That would definitely be something that's up our alley, and we can handle that.
Could she use her $50 gift certificate toward
sure,
it?
Sure. She could apply it towards that. Definitely, we will need the VIN number and all the specifics to actually get the correct mirror, because they have some with puddle lights, some with lane change department sensors and stuff. And so that mirror could get expensive, but still, I think we should be able to do a mirror for less than $1,200. And as Louis was saying about his fancy new alignment machine that he's kind of looking at getting for calibrating these, this is something else that also needs to be calibrated once it's replaced. If you have the lane change departure, they've got little radar sensors so they can detect cars on all sides of you. So when you have a windshield or a mirror replaced or glass, those things need to be calibrated. And that's something that I've got another shop locally just right down the street from me that he takes care of that. He's actually a mobile guy that can replace
those. Would they have that feature on a 2013?
Most likely, and it's a Lexus, so they've got the creature comforts.
Yeah,
if it was a Nissan Sentra, no. I mean, those were manual mirrors, and your duct tape would be just fine to hold it in place.
Okay. So, Christine, there's your offer. Thanks for your question, and your price package will be on its way, and I'd suggest you use one of those gift certificates, get into one of our sponsors, and they'll take a look at it for you. and hopefully they have a good result.
Awesome.
Sure. Thanks for the question. That's a good one.
You bet. So before we get into this next thing, how much time do we have left, Gregory? Okay. So we have time. Ken, we had to cut you off last week, as usual, with your trip. And you were giving us a lowdown on some of the cool museums that you stopped at.
Yeah.
Car museums.
Yeah. I live for this stuff. And so when I make a trip anywhere, I try to plan it around all the museums on the route, both over and back. So I recently went to back east for a high school reunion, and I decided to make it see how many museums I could hit on the way.
By the way, his wife is very understanding. She loves him just as much as he does.
Yes. Yeah. So the first one that we went to was the Clive Cussler Museum in Arvada, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver. And I don't know, for the folks that don't know, Clive Cussler was the late Clive Cussler. He died about 2 years ago. Was a well-known kind of an adventure novelist. And he was very successful, had a lot of bestsellers, and in most of his books he incorporated some kind of an exotic car, like a Duesenberg or a Packard or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so his museum is about 35,000 square feet. It has 100 cars in his collection, and they rotate about 60 of them each year. So they're closed now for the winter. They'll be open in the spring, and they have, of course, a Facebook page and a website, the Cussler Museum.
So Ken, I'm going to offer you a little coaching here. We always cut you off because you're a chronological thinker.
Yeah.
You know, I did this. Tell us the highlight. What was the best or most unusual museum you went to?
Boy, well, that's a hard question because
I knew it.
It was probably his high school reunion was the highlight of the museums.
Yeah, that's a museum in itself at our age.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was good to see some of my old cronies. They're all still riding motorcycles and having collector cars and stuff.
Did they bring their collector cars?
No, most of them didn't, no. Oh. But there's actually probably out of about eight places I went, there's probably three top ones. And the one would be the Speedway Motors Museum of American Speed in Lincoln, Nebraska. And that has it's just huge. I mean, it takes hours to go through it, and they've been collecting everything. They just recently added the Unser collection from Albuquerque because they closed that museum, and they just up and bought the whole thing and incorporated it into their museum.
The Unsers didn't donate it, huh?
I don't think so.
No.
No. But, so that was fabulous. And then the Cord Auburn Duesenberg Museum in Auburn, Indiana is amazing because it's built in the original building where they were headquartered, and it's a beautiful old brick building from the teens or 20s. And inside, it's all done as an art deco, like a showroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Cords, Auburns, and Duesenbergs on display as they would in a new car dealership.
Were those three cars all manufactured by the same company? They weren't, were they?
Yes, they were.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So I always, in my mind, I saw Duesenberg being in Germany and the Cord possibly here in the States. But the Auburn, just by the name, I figured was British.
Yeah, no, the Auburn name came from the town of Auburn, Indiana, where it's located. And that was the beginning of the company. And then a fellow named Cord came along, and he designed some cars. They had the first front-wheel drive American cars and the first hidden headlights and stuff in the 30s. And the Duesenberg brothers had probably of German ancestry, but it was an American company, and they were involved in racing, raced in Indianapolis and everything like that. So all that stuff is under one roof, and it's like a two-story building with the original offices where the officers of the corporation they have the roll-top desks and the old candlestick phones and everything. It's
that had to be fascinating.
Yeah.
And there ain't no jerks there either, are there? That's my segue, Ken, to I want to ask John a couple questions. Do you have something you want to say to wrap it up?
Yeah. Well, the last but not least is the Gilmore Museum in Hickory Corners, Michigan. It's actually the largest American Car Museum by square feet. It has 190,000 square feet, multiple buildings on a big campus, and over 400 cars.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what would you say, and I'm putting you on the spot, what was the most exciting car you saw in all the museums?
Oh,
the
man.
Exciting or the most interesting one?
Well,
that's
yeah.
like asking your favorite yeah. flavor of ice cream.
Yeah, on this trip, because I went to Hershey, too. We went to Hershey to the museum, and there I just saw thousands of cars. One that comes to mind is actually kind of a pedestrian vehicle, but it's my friend, old friend Ed Iskenderian's roadster that he built in the 1930s, and that's on display.
That's at Evergreen, huh?
That's at the Speedway Museum. They have a whole display of his stuff.
Oh.
And they just built a replica of that car to show at SEMA.
So those of you who don't know who Ed Iskenderian is, he's the guy that invented the racing cam, so to speak, the hot rod cam. And Ken actually has one of Ed's cams in his garage, two of them.
Two of them in my flathead engines.
Okay, and they're personal friends. And to prove it, Ken got Ed on the phone a couple of days after his 102nd birthday, had him on the air, and Desmond, that's one of Desmond's highlights of his life, I think.
I remember that interview. I love listening to old-timers talk, and when they start, you know, reminiscing of the early days, and you kind of imagine, what would it be like without...
I'm not 102, but I just got a clue why you like to hang out with me, because I'm an old-timer.
You guys are smart. You guys are smart. You've learned lessons. I want to learn without having to experience
it. Well, Ken, thanks for the report. And I want to turn now to John. Are we up for a commercial here? You know, I always say how great it is to have show sponsors we can endorse. That's why I interview each of our sponsors first. I always ask, why should customers do business with your company rather than a competitor who does essentially the same stuff you do? When I asked Mark Kroll, the owner of Southwest Truck and RV, he said, that's simple. It's because they'll get the right job done right for the right price. Mark explained that the right job is the one that solves the problem. It begins with an accurate diagnosis, and that requires experienced, certified technicians with the right equipment to pinpoint the problem. Done right means not just fixing the problem, but fixing the cause of the problem so it stays fixed. When it comes to price, nobody wants to spend a dime on repairs, but the right price is the one that provides the most value. And to add even more value, they back their work with a lifetime nationwide workmanship warranty. Another way I vet a sponsor is to ask other shops what they think of them. When I asked around, other shops told me they've even referred their customers to Southwest Truck and RV when the job called for it. If other shops trust them, you know you can trust Southwest Truck and RV for the right job done right at the right price. Gas or diesel, from Kias to Kenworths, they'll keep you rolling with the right job done right at the right price. Southwest Truck and RV is located on Long Mesa Drive, just 700 yards east of Robert Road in Prescott Valley. Click their logo on drivetimeaz.com and tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. Thanks for coming back to the show. Just as I'm going to jump in here with John, and John, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot with you and Desmond a couple of people who aren't here. So the two that aren't here that I want to kind of draw into this thought are Louie with Prescott Tire Pros and Mark over at Southwest Truck and RV. And one of the things that I pride myself on is we have sponsors we can endorse, not just promote.
Right.
And also that aren't competing for the same customers, that you guys share your customers between you so you can protect people from the unscrupulous auto repair shops out there by sending customers to one another.
Yep. Absolutely.
So that's the basis of my question. I'd like you to share with us, between the two of you, because you're the only two here, how that's working.
For over 10 years, really well.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, I think it's been working great. We can't be masters of everything.
Nope.
And so we specialize in what we do, and I take care of the stuff under the hood. Desmond takes care of the transmission and everything behind that. So he does his part. If it's a misfire or water leak or something like that, he says, go see me. And if it's a shifting issue or a rear end that's grinding or has too high of RPMs, then I tell you to go visit him.
Yep.
And
there's so many bad shops out there.
We don't want to say bad shops,
yes,
but underperforming shops.
Yes, there you go. That's a nice way of saying it. Underperforming shops. Yeah. It's better that we know where we're sending these people, because it matters. You know, they trust us. They value our opinion. So where we send them is important. And if we just, I don't know what to tell you. Well, that's not really good customer service.
Yeah,
even if I'm not the shop that fixes it.
Yeah, it isn't good to just say, this isn't something that we can fix for you. Good luck.
Yeah, right.
No. You know, so how would you differentiate the one business in the bunch, mm-hmm, that stands out to me as possibly being a little bit overlapping is Southwest Truck and RV. How would you differentiate what they do from what you guys do?
He says he does Kias to Kenworths and everything in between to keep you rolling. He's into the motorhomes and the bigger stuff and the diesels.
Absolutely.
That's something I don't want to currently get into.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his forte. He likes that. As he says, he's got his own little rentals of those, and he's been using Don Auto prior to him purchasing the business for the service and stuff. So that's his forte, and we all have our little specialties and stuff. So that's why I refer to Mark for those bigger, uglier jobs.
It's he even says, I like the big rigs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really. I was at his shop last week, and I mean, his small lifts are bigger than my big lifts. He's set up for the big trucks. He has the storage, the parking, the acreage behind him.
Technicians for it.
Yeah, and the technicians. Let's not forget that little fun fact. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and in my shop, we have so many cars, I can't fit a motorhome in there. There's no way.
He was telling me today that he believes he has the only ASE certified master heavy duty truck technician in the Quad Cities.
I would believe
certified that. Master heavy duty truck, which is a separate classification from anything you guys would have ASE certified master techs for.
Absolutely.
Your business, right?
And that's what we're saying. It is an entirely different field. These little cars are our normal cars that we're driving around in the semis. It's apples and oranges. It is nothing the same.
And then back to Louie, who was on earlier. Of course, he's Prescott Tire Pros. Mm-hmm. They kind of spill over into the general repair area too, but I think everyone thinks of them as a tire store, and you probably refer people to them for tires.
Right.
And stuff
he's
like that.
Tires and wheels, and that's what his specialty is tires and wheels. The other thing too is he's also in Prescott. So sometimes our customers live in the different, you know, Prescott or Prescott Valley or Chino. Let's send them to somebody closer to them.
Sure.
You know, make it easier and stuff. And Louie's been around forever. He's been doing great work.
Mm-hmm.
He changes his hair, you know, I don't know, monthly, his hair color. My wife does. But
and
yeah.
You know, you might have to drive a ways to get a good transmission shop. But, when it comes to general repair. That was Desmond, by the way. Yeah. But when it comes to general repair, it's where you're comfortable, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and Louie does a good job over there. I've taken my wife's Durango and had new Michelins put on there and the nitrogen and all the tires. And, I don't know, very pleased. It was smooth. He did tires on my Can-Am. He really cut me a good deal on those. And they worked great. I was doing 80 last weekend. And they didn't even – off-road tires didn't vibrate at 80 miles an hour. That's
nice.
Saying something.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, guys, I called you girls. Girls and guys, we're coming up on the car show lowdown. Ken, do you have one this week even? Because it's wintertime setting in.
I do. Fortunately, there's a few shows that stick it out through the colder weather.
Well, Ken's our master mechanic and motorcycle tester, adventurer, and car show guru. Let us have it, Ken.
All right. Comfort Mobility is having their last car show of the year this Sunday, November 5th, from 8 a.m. to noon. They're at 1230 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, and food and drinks begin at 9 a.m. They have some great cars there. And then every Saturday, 7 a.m., there's Cars and Coffee at Outlaw Donuts, 414 West Goodwin Street, Prescott. Then also every Saturday morning from about 7 to 9 is Cars and Coffee at Bosa Donuts at Viewpoint and 89A in Prescott Valley. And then another one that usually continues on until we get snow is the fourth Saturday, Prescott Cars and Coffee at Gateway Mall at Third Shot Coffee, 9 a.m. to 11.
Great. Hey, Ken, thank you for that. Guys, I can't believe we're already coming down to the end of the show, and that means it's time to announce the winner of the Drive Time Song of the Week contest. And you know, it's easy to win it, just like everything else we talk about. It's easy if you remember to go to drivetimeaz.com and just fill out the form, submit your favorite song. We'd like it if you include a sentimental or a funny reason. That makes it better. And if your song's selected, you get one of those $325 prize packages from our sponsors. This week's winner is Michael, and I really like this one. He did a great job setting it up. I usually have to do the research on these. Michael says, I have to travel a lot, but when I'm on the road, I listen to Drive Time AZ online, and I enjoy the banter and the knowledge that's imparted. Parts, get it? He's the master of the pun. He adds, I also appreciate the insight and frank conversation about mechanical warranty issues and mechanical issues in general, along with the honest, reputable, and sensibility. All right, so Michael wants to hear Born to Be Wild. You were looking ahead. You were looking back at verse, John, but you were actually looking ahead. Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf, and he's got a story to go with it. Hearing this hit as a 9-year-old made me eager to head out on the highway. I was so inspired I got my driver's license and first car by age 15. I don't know where he lived, but there are a few states that do that. The song made it to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles and propelled by its use in the title sequence of a classic counterculture film called Easy Rider. One interesting piece of trivia is that this is considered to be the first heavy metal song because of the lyric Heavy Metal Thunder. The opening lyrics of the song say it all. Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way. Here you go, Michael. Enjoy the song and enjoy your prizes.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the guns. Exploding to space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the guns and guns and exploding to space.
Climb so high, I never wanna die. Born to
Be sure to tune in again next week when Desmond, Ken, and I will be back. And thank you, John from AutoWorks and Louie from Prescott for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Tell your friends. You've been saying it through the whole show, John. Tell your friends. Listen to the podcast or listen live every Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. at 10 a.m., I should say. And don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com, for more information about our sponsors and to click on the podcast. Until next time, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have.
It's Drive Time.